Parshas Chayesara, Kapitel Chav Dalid, Pasuk Hei. Vayomer elav ha'eved, ulai lo yiseveh yisha l'leches achrai el ha'aretz hazayitz, ha'ashay v'ashiv es bincha el ha'aretz asher yetzasa misham.
Rabbi?
Yes, Yanko. You seem like you're in a very good mood today.
My sister became a kala last night.
Mazel tov, mazel tov! And who is the lucky one?
Me. I'm getting an extra room now when my sister moves out of the house.
Oh. Well, I meant to say, who's the chassan?
Oh, his name is Yaakov, and he's from California. Can't understand why my sister had to find the chassan all the way from California.
You can't understand why? I'll tell you why. Because Chazal tell us, Arbaim Yoim Koidim Yetziras Havlad, Machrizin Bas Pliny Leplini, 40 days before a baby is even created, they call on in Shemayim that the daughter of so-and-so will marry so-and-so. Oh, here comes Mr. Alexei.
Yeah, I came to fix the closet.
Okay, do you have to do it now?
No, but I want to do it now.
All right. Anyway, so when a shidduch has to be, the Rabbeinu Shalom puts people together from different sides of the world. The Sanzerov said, when it's peshet for a shidduch to happen, the whole world will turn over to make sure that the right two people meet.
As a matter of fact,
yes, Mr. Alexei,
I once takered a shidduch and the whole town turned over.
Why don't you just make your closet? This way we can be sure it doesn't turn over.
Okay, I just have one more screw.
I guess
even my closet turn over.
Mr. Alexei, you look a little tired. Why don't you just go home and rest up?
Oh, okay. Too many things are turning over now in my life. I'll just get onto my bicycle. Oh, even my bicycle turned over.
Mr. Alexei, didn't you put your wheel on yet?
Oh, I put the front wheel on. I just didn't put the back wheel on.
Listen, Kinderlach. While we're all getting settled down over here and we lift up that closet, let me share a little story with you. I'm sure you've all heard of the famous Rav Dan Yitzchak Abarbanel. Well, Rav Dan Yitzchak used to learn with his child in the king's palace. And sometimes the king used to stand behind a curtain and listen in. And once he heard the great tzaddik Rav Dan Yitzchak learn with his child this particular Gemara. And so you see, the Gemara says, 40 days before a baby is created, the Rabbeinu Shlom calls out, who is going to marry who?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to really be listening in.
Oh, Your Majesty, we didn't notice you behind the curtain.
I'm sorry for laughing, but that thing made me laugh. What did you say now?
I told him what our Talmud says, that 40 days before a baby is created, they decree in heaven who's going to marry who.
That is absurd!
In all due respect, Your Majesty, the words of our Talmud is holy to us, whether His Majesty understands it or not.
I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to prove him wrong. He's a smart man, this Rabbi Abarbanel, but oh, that's ridiculous. 40 days before the baby is created. I know what I'm going to do. I am going to make a match that I just thought of, that no one else even ever thought of this till now. It's going to be wonderful. And I'll prove him. Here. I have a nephew who's a great prince, but he's not married yet. Let me just put on my ordinary clothes, disguise myself as a regular citizen, put my crown down, put on a cap, and I'll walk through the marketplace. Ah, the vegetable market. Now, there's a girl standing over there selling tomatoes. Now, she's young, she's smart. I think she would be a good wife for the prince. But she's just selling vegetables. She comes from a poor home. This marriage would have never been unless I decide right now to put them together. And then I'll go back to Rabbi Abarbanel and say, what do you mean 40 days before? I just decided to put them together. Oh, this is going to be good. Let me just go here and stand on line with the other people.
Next, would you like some tomatoes?
I want to tell you who I am. Take a good look at my face. Do you recognize me?
Why, you're His Majesty, the King!
Shh, quiet now. I have a very important mission for you.
For me? But I'm just a poor girl selling vegetables.
Listen to me. I'm going to take out a piece of paper and a pen, and I'm going to write down this message for my nephew. My dear nephew, by order of His Majesty the King, I hereby issue a proclamation, and I order you to marry this girl that brings you the letter. No questions and no complaints. You are not to leave the room until you set up a wedding. I'll just fold this up. Now, young lady.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I want you to take this letter. And do you know the Crown Prince, Harold, that lives in the castle on the other side of the river?
Yes, Your Majesty. I've seen that castle many times.
I have an important mission for you. I want you to take this letter right now and go and deliver it to him.
But
nothing! Go at once!
They'll never let me in.
What do you mean they won't let you in? You show them this letter with the royal seal, and they'll do a 21-gun salute for you! Now go!
Oh, it's gonna be great! We'll see what this smart Rabbi Abarbanel is gonna say now. Oh, one thing's for sure, he's gonna be stumped!
Okay, the king gave me this letter. I must go.
Are you going?
Why?
Because then I'm taking over your stand. I'm selling onions.
Oh, no. This is my place. I'm not giving it over to you.
Well, if you're going, you lose the place.
But I came here 4 o'clock in the morning to catch this place.
Well, too bad. If you're leaving, I'm taking it over.
Oh, no. I can't afford to give up the place. If I give up the place, I won't have any money for supper. On the other hand, I must deliver the letter of the king. Oh, no. What am I going to do? Oh, here comes my great-great-grandmother.
What's the matter?
Oh, great-great-grandmother, I'm in trouble.
Now, now, stop crying. What's the matter?
The king came by and he gave me this letter to deliver to Crown Prince Harold. But if I leave the stand, this lady next door is going to take it over and I won't get it back.
I know what to do.
What, great-great-grandmother?
Give me the letter and I will deliver it for you.
Oh, will you? Thank you, great-grandmother. I'm sure when you come and give him the letter, the Crown Prince is really going to appreciate it.
Oh, it's hard for me to cross the river here walking with these two canes. After all, I am 110 years old. Oh.
What are you doing here? Leave!
Excuse me. A little respect for the elders. It just so happens that I have a letter from the king.
Yeah, sure. Let me... Oh, no! It is a letter from the king!
Right away. Please, come this way.
Prince Harold.
What do you want? This is just not going to be my day. I know it. I just know it. Oh. What's the matter?
Prince Harold.
Yeah, what's up?
There is an old lady with a letter.
Oh, tell her to come back some other time.
She has a letter from the king.
Well, then send her in. I have no choice. Last thing I would want to do is start up with my uncle. Yeah, what do you want, great-great-great-grandmother?
I have this letter here.
Oh, well, give it to me.
I better stay around in case he wants to give me a tip.
By order of His Majesty the King, I...
Well, are you going to give me a tip or not?
What?
I said, are you going to give me a tip or not?
What?
I said, are you going to give me a tip or not?
This is impossible!
Why is it impossible? I deserve a tip.
I don't believe this. I'll jump out the window.
No. Just if your money means so much to you, then forget about it.
I can't believe this.
I said forget about it.
Oh, John, come here. Bill, come here. Look.
What's the matter?
A letter from the king that I must marry this woman at once.
But there must be some mistake.
John, go to the king at once. This is ridiculous.
Your Majesty, I have come now.
You tell him no complaints.
I picked the right person for him, and I'm telling you, he's just upset that she's poor.
I think he's a little bit upset more. I said I don't want to hear. I want that marriage to take place now.
Rabbi Abarbanel.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I'd like you to meet a new couple that just got married. Prince Harold.
Oh, really? You got married?
That's right. With someone that I arranged about an hour ago.
Notice it wasn't 40 days before they were created.
Harold, come in with your new wife. Why do you look so upset, Harold? Where's your new wife?
She's coming. It takes her a long time to get up the stairs.
What?
Ouch! Ooh! Don't you ever run ahead of me again. I'll give it to you with my cane. Ouch! Ooh, ow! Don't you ever run ahead of me that way.
What? What? Who's this?
Well, you sent her with the letter.
Where did you come from?
My great-great-granddaughter gave me the letter because she couldn't give up the place. If not, she would have lost her tomatoes.
Lost her tomatoes? I'm gonna lose my marbles! Rabbi Abarbanel, can you help me?
I'm trying hard not to laugh, Your Majesty. It's okay. I think we can discuss this with the priests. We will explain to them the whole thing was a mistake, and the marriage will be annulled.
But I think I shouldn't tamper with the words of your Talmud. If your rabbis say 40 days before, Hashem decides, I think he's the one that decides.